Zadání 3.
Tape script 15.
Australia is the sixth largest country in the world, but it only has 19 million inhabitants. Most Australians live near or on the coast. The interior of the country, the outback, is virtually empty of humans. Around 40% of it is desert. Let's have a look at the small town of Eyre. Two resident wardens care for the old telegraph station building, now a bird observatory. The building used to house a family with 13 kids growing up in the spacious but hard environment of Eyre. The wardens, usually a couple, live and work there for about a year. On most days and nights, there are paying guests. Up to 18 can be accommodated in Eyre at a time, though usually there are less than 10. Sometimes you may be the only overnight guest there. Eyre is hardly crowded. The nearest neighbours are a few fishermen who spend 6 months a year living in caravans about 2 kilometres away. The next neighbours live at Cocklebiddy Roadhouse, a settlement of 30 people, 50 kilometres and 90 minutes drive away. From Perth, it's a 1,200-kilometre drive east through forests and wheat fields. The journey takes a day and a half by car. Driving down the highway to Eyre, after 30 minutes, you enter a nature reserve, and the last 12 kilometres to Eyre is for four-wheel drive vehicles only. The road is stony, and you have to deflate your tyres to move. If you haven't got a four-wheel drive, you can forget about driving there. There are plenty of animals living in Eyre. Among them, there are kangaroos, wildcats, bats and camels. Australia has more wild camels than any other country on Earth. There are also exotic birds. The natural vegetation of the Eyre area is low trees and bushes growing in dry, sandy soil. If you climb a sandy hill, the views are worth your effort. You can admire the picturesque, vast, plain white area with fishermen's cottages, more sandy hills, and far beyond the great blue sea. As you walk across the sandy hills, the wind throws sand into your eyes, ears and mouth. The strong sun reflected from the sand cooks and burns your skin. Much of Eyre's income comes from the Australian Meteorological Bureau. Eyre is a fully equipped professional weather station. 3 times a day, the wardens take weather measurements and frequently register Western Australia's minimum temperatures. The weather varies dramatically. Last August, during winter time in Australia, the temperature ranged from -5 degrees centigrade to over 40 degrees centigrade within the space of 2 weeks. If you ever come to Australia, leave the paved roads, shops and streetlights behind. Go and see the true Australia, off the beaten track.